Hello, it's Monday, August 30th, and this is the Tanchamar Report. You're tuned in to CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick. The CHMA studio is located in the traditional lands of the Mi'kmaq people, unceded in the treaties of peace and friendship first signed with settlers in 1725. I'm Meg Cunningham. Here's what's coming up today. A string of fires in Capilet has residents concerned about a potential arsonist at large. Today is the final day to send in a proposal for Strutt's Gallery's fall fair float. The Sackville Memorial Hospital's emergency department was closed for all of Saturday and Sunday, but is open again this morning as of 8 a.m. There was a rally in support of frontline workers, including the hospital staff in Sackville, this Saturday. Bruce Wark of Work Times gives us the scoop. Strutt's Gallery has some unspent cash since they were unable to hire artists in residence this year, and director Paul Henderson has decided to put the funds towards a fall fair parade float. He's looking for an artist to take on the task of conceptualizing and building a one-of-a-kind float that will be driven down Sackville streets. The artist will be given creative liberty to build a moving sculpture or performance of sorts, with funds to cover their time and supplies. Strutt's will provide a trailer to pull the masterpiece. Today is the last day to get in touch with Strutt's about making a float, and Henderson says he's happy to consult with artists to discuss options and logistics. Get in touch with Paul Henderson at info@strutsgallery.ca. A string of fires and a 12-hour period over the weekend in Capilet area have people in the area concerned. The Capilet Fire Department attended to 3 calls from Friday night through to Saturday, starting with a truck on fire near a barn in Bay Verte. Then, early Saturday morning, the department was called to a small garage fire, and then an hour later to a fire at the M&M Cormier Fishery Smokehouse in Petit Cap. This is the third weekend in a row that a smokehouse in Petit Cap has burned. The previous 2 weeks, fires destroyed 2 smokehouses and a packing facility in Petit Cap. Capilet Fire Chief Ronald Cormier told the CBC he wasn't sure what was going on and whether there was an arsonist at work. He said people in the community are scared. CHMA is gathering more information about the fires and will update this story when we have more information. Due to nursing shortages, the Sackville Memorial Hospital had no emergency services for the entire weekend. Horizon Health put out a notice on Friday that informed residents of Sackville and surrounding areas that not only would the emergency room shut down at 4 p.m. that evening, but it wouldn't open again until 8 a.m. today. The same day Horizon issued that release, they also asked that people stay away from emergency rooms altogether unless they are in dire need of care. Fredericton, Miramichi, Moncton, and St. John were singled out as facilities in those cities were all overwhelmed with patients. Instead, Horizon recommended that people with minor medical issues go to a pharmacy or after-hours clinic, depending on the issue. There isn't an after-hours clinic that's open 24 hours a day listed online that CHMA could find, which would leave patients with non-emergency medical issues either waiting for hours in the emergency room or waiting until the clinic opened again. It's also worth noting that quite a few clinics were actually closed on weekends altogether. About 3 dozen people gathered outside the Sackville Memorial Hospital on Saturday for a rally and walk in support of frontline workers who kept things running during the COVID-19 pandemic. It was one in a series of rallies and walks across the province organized by the Canadian Union of Public Employees. The union represents more than 22,000 public sector workers who are threatening to go on strike as early as next month if the New Brunswick government won't agree to substantial wage increases. Kipi says many of the workers have been without contracts for the last 5 years, and they are among the lowest paid public sector employees in Canada. They work in a variety of jobs, including as corrections officers in prisons, educational assistants in schools, as well as licensed practical nurses and patient care attendants in hospitals. Their ranks include paramedics who work for Ambulance New Brunswick, as well as caretaking, maintenance, and clerical workers in hospitals across the province that are now facing shortages of frontline workers. Several speakers at Saturday's Sackville rally noted that the shortage of nurses forced the hospital's emergency room to close for the entire weekend. We'll hear highlights from several speakers at the rally, beginning with John Hyam, who has been working with a local committee to protect hospital services. The former mayor expressed hope for solutions proposed by Mount Allison University, but also dismay at the weekend closure of Sackville's emergency room.
What we've really discovered is this is a mess. It's as easy as way I could describe it. That COVID made us understand how important health services were to us. They made us understand what our medical staff's importance was. Without the public health services, we would have had a lot of difficulty. Two of the things that we've talked about is, first of all, I should note that Mount Allison has sent a letter about the importance of the ER here. Look, today is a perfect example. Closed last night, last minute, all weekend long. None of us knew anything about it. We didn't get any notice of it. We didn't get any opportunity. And we understand there's staffing issues. That has to be overcome. But it should never have gotten this far. That's a symbol today of why we're here and why we're going to walk and why we need to change things. And that change is both corporate and public policy. Judith spoke about a couple of recent things that give me hope. One is Mount Allison's letter that described $120 million that they put into this area every year is now threatened by an disability perhaps, to recruit students from around the world. We would become the only university in Atlantic Canada not within 20 minutes of emergency services. They're competing with all those other people, and health services are essential to them. They're also interested in creating walk-in clinics along with the community to create another opportunity for positive preventative health, because most of those students don't have doctors. You can't get a doctor, a local town. You can't get in. So they end up going to the ER with things that they shouldn't be doing. But I want you to know that there has been positive responses from every person that we have spoken to about the need for change. If they follow down that path and we start to produce some solutions, the community's got to be involved. One of the principles has to be that there has to be some accountability for a public service to the people who live here. And we've lost that. Thank you.
Good morning. Everyone probably knows me. I'm Bruce Finney. I'm a counselor for the town of Sackville. I'm here to just give my support to all the frontline workers. Without them, I don't know where we'd be. They put their lives in jeopardy every day when they come here. And it's not just here at this hospital. It's all across Canada. And I don't think there are enough words to be able to say how appreciative we are of what they do. I know from personal experience, having the ER closed on the weekend is not a good thing. And it's not just myself, I'm sure there are others as well. But I just want to say thank you to all you frontline workers. There's not enough words to describe just how I feel, and I'm sure there are many others feel the same way. So thank you very much.
Hi, everyone. My name is Beth Black, and I actually moved to Sackville about 8 years ago, and I love this town. And I'm a recently retired healthcare professional, and I worked here in Sackville for 2.5 years. And I am so, so proud of what we have here in Sackville. And I think this community support and this help to our healthcare workers is so needed at this time. I think that they do an incredible job here. I think the sense of family and community in this hospital, I've never seen the like, and after 37 years, I've seen a lot. But I just wanted to say that, thank everybody who came, and to say yay for healthcare workers, and yay for our frontline workers who are here, and keep supporting them, and keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Bonjour tout le monde. I'm Megan Mitten, MLA for Memram Cook Tantramar. And my apologies if I repeat anything that's already been said. I'm on newborn time, so running a few minutes late. But thank you for everyone who showed up. Thanks for those who've organized today, and especially thank you to all the frontline workers, all the people that make our Sackville Memorial Hospital run and save lives and care for our community. It is such an essential part of our community, and I know that our community outside of the hospital is going to keep showing up to show how important it is to us and to not let it go away. We need to fight back and make sure that we have service 24/7. And unfortunately, successive governments have failed to address this crisis of the nursing shortage, and there are other healthcare workers that we're experiencing shortages with. This has been coming for a long time. I can remember meeting with the Nurses Union in 2014 when I first entered formal politics, and they told me that they've been warning governments for a long time that this is coming. This isn't new. And there are things that government can do. Yes, there's labor shortages in different sectors, but there are things we can do. There's wait lists at UNB there have been wait lists. So we can make sure we have more nursing seats, that they're properly funded by the government. We can make sure that fair contracts are signed and we're not forcing nurses and healthcare workers to take a zero when they've just put their lives on the line in a pandemic. We can make sure that our frontline workers, our hospital, feel supported. And again, I know that our communities, because it's not just Sackville, it's Dorchester, Port Elgin, Memram, Cook, frankly, this whole riding and beyond, that relies on this essential institution. So again, thank you. I'm guessing that a lot of the solidarity fists are our frontline workers and their supporters, but I know everyone here is supporting you. But thank you for all the hard work that you've done to care for everyone day in and day out, especially in the face of a pandemic. Merci tout le monde. Will Aliok, thank you.
Hi, I'm Pat Lakis. I'm with QP2745, Education Support Workers. And on behalf of QP as a whole across the province, we want to thank all frontline workers, not just QP workers, but the store clerks, the pharmacy techs, everyone who worked together to make this province one of the safest places in the world to live. And it's to you we owe a great debt of gratitude. So thank you. Frontline workers, keep up the great work.
Hi, Debbie Wiggins Caldwell. I'm mayor of the village of Dorchester. We're here to support all the frontline workers, and we certainly appreciate and support you in everything you do. And you are really our true heroes in all of this. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Alana Best, and this is Brandon Stone. We are League of Union Reps here for the Sackville Hospital. Not good at public speaking whatsoever, so I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I just want to say thank you to all of our brothers and sisters who are the frontline workers here. It hasn't been easy on anyone. We're all tired. We're all stressed out. I just want to say thank you to everyone each and every day who show up to work to keep this place going. Thank you.
I also want to say I just started a position here in February, and I love this community. Coming from Moncton Hospital, it was quite an ordeal when we first started this COVID. It was emotionally draining, mentally draining, and having support from everybody makes a world of wonder that we have support from everybody. This COVID has hit everybody in every way. And it's just great to have the support we need so we can keep going and keep trying. And we thank you for everybody who gives us this support.
Those were highlights from the speeches at the rally outside the Sackville Hospital on Saturday. The last speaker you heard was Brandon Stone, who works to ensure the safety of medical devices used in the hospital and its operating room. After their rally at the hospital, participants walked along Main Street to the farmers market to show their support for all frontline workers who have performed essential services during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's all for the Tantramar Report today. Get in touch with any leads, tips, or feedback at news@cgmafm.com. I'm Meg Cunningham. Thank you for listening.